We do need more infrastructure. We need to build more local capacity to deal with all these emergencies or disasters that happen, small or big.
And as mayor of an Indigenous community in the very north of Canada, what do you get out of coming to a conference like this?
It's an opportunity to connect and with other Indigenous leaders across the Americas, but also to send that message back to the government of Canada. As one Indigenous individual stood up, you know, there's silos. And as I explained, they're not just vertical silos. Often they're also horizontal silos. We need to be working with our all different levels of government.
As in, you aren't talking together as Indigenous peoples.
Yes, Indigenous peoples, but also Indigenous communities, you know, with our different levels of government. What we often see is that how risk is defined, you know, is can be very different from Ottawa, a national government perspective, than that on the ground. You know, when you don't have clean and safe drinking water, you know, that's an emergency, that's a crisis. When you're dealing with, you know, the high rates of tuberculosis in our communities, if it was happening in a southern city, the southern decision maker sees it as an acceptable risk. It's not. We're a rich country. I mean, it's shocking when you see the disproportionate and disparity between, you know, the urban or rural reality between non-Indigenous Indigenous communities.
How can the UN help to throw a spotlight on your needs as Indigenous people?
Well, as one speaker said, you know, the consultations and the declarations that have been made, you know, for more Indigenous inclusion and participation, it's not a single statement at a single time. You know, we continuously need to push to remind all our governments that we are important. We have specialized traditional ecological knowledge, as I explained, you know, even in a disaster response, that the military is often actually pretty good at recognizing, because they've learned from, you know, several exercises in our region, that our local people possess valuable knowledge, especially in a response.
Do you feel that the UN and that the governments, you know, governments like your own Canada, are they listening more than they were? And how much is that down to, you know, the opportunity to come and speak at events like this?
Well, that's we need to have our government move beyond just the words. And as one of the panelists said, you know, so you may get an individual, you know, from, you know, a region who's able to participate, but we need more than just a panel session. We actually need workshops. We need to find ways in which to be able to share, you know, our responses, utilize the tools that exist, technological advances that often, you know, we have little access to. So we need to build that local capacity. We need to build that Indigenous capacity. We need to form those partnerships that, as I said, move beyond the words and into action.
And the role of Indigenous women?
Well, there's quite a number of studies out there that show that women and children are disproportionately affected in a natural disaster. So it's important that they also be part of that conversation. And that we look at, you know, past disasters and see how we can better address and mitigate those or deal with it in the response. You know, yesterday I was part of a panel that, you know, demonstrated that some simple basic things, you know, making sure that you are ready for, you know, an event, that you check in on your neighbor, being able to bring valuables, you know, increases the likelihood of someone actually evacuating, being able to bring your pets. I mean, you know, they're counterintuitive, but if the response to an event is heightened because people are allowed to make those choices, rather than stay home and actually suffer significant damage and harm, you know, those are the things that need to be thought of.
And are you hopeful, having been here for a while already, that action will result that will be beneficial to vulnerable communities?
I'm always hopeful. It's easy to be cynical, you know, to say that, you know, change is rarely made and it's very hard to make change. But the fact is, change does happen and you have to keep pushing it for it. You know, ideally, we're part of that change.